Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by the head coach of the Kansas Jayhawks, Lance Leipold, as they get ready for their matchup this weekend at home against Kansas State. Coach, happy to have you pop on today.
Well, it's good to be with you again. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. We have been asking everybody this question for the last couple of weeks. I have to ask you this. What is your word that you struggle spelling that you let spell check take over? So my word is convenience. We asked Patrick Mahomes this. He said his word is itinerary. What is the word that you struggle spelling that spell check has to spell it for you?
I think both of those are right there. They would have to be my definite top five. I'm going to go with inconvenience. I think that is one that definitely gets me.
Okay, a lot of things to get into here. Happy to have you back on the show. Let's just start with this. What have you learned about your team over the first 6-7 weeks of the season?
Again, I've said it to this team since the spring. I think we have a chance to be a really good football team, but again, consistency will be the key. And I think right now we haven't quite obtained that yet. That we have the flashes to be a really good team, and have had those chances come up from time to time, but a few of those have slipped away. The Texas Tech game, I think we were, you know, handled by a team that was significantly better than us on that day. But the other two losses, I thought we competed hard and showing those things. And again, we'll have to be at our best this Saturday against a good Kansas State team.
I'm really excited about the quarterback matchup in this one. Let's talk about your quarterback and Jalen Daniels. I think we've just seen his confidence grow. He's playing a lot more consistent. It feels like something is different with him this year. I talked to you about this earlier in the season. I was at the game against Fresno State, and I remember early on in that game, he got a first down. He signaled first down, and he just had a different aura, a different energy about him. How have you seen him grow as the season's progressed?
I think he's much more relaxed. I think as he's gone through the things, the ups and downs, I think playing every game last year was definitely something that was important to him showed the consistency that he can be. His approach to this has continued to be outstanding. He's one of the first guys in the building each and every day. His preparation of taking care of himself and then preparing for the opponent has been great. His confidence in the receiving core and in the game plan has been excellent as well. I think part of that confidence and being relaxed is he's really done a great job of going through his progressions and not trying to put the ball where it doesn't need to be or to a certain individual, but kind of going through things. And that's why you see different guys kind of showing up time to time with big games for us.
How have you, I guess, seen his experience be such a positive for you guys? We're talking about a guy that has played in big games, played in rivalry games, certainly knows the importance of this rivalry. How do you think that is an advantage for you guys heading into this matchup?
Well, I think it gives us a level of calmness, and also a guy that even though we haven't been able to complete four quarters and get a win against Kansas State since our arrival, I think the progression made in the program and and where some of those performances have gone has given us confidence that we can go out and compete against this team. And I think Jalen's experiences in this game and throughout his career gives us that sense of again, that calmness that we're looking for. Jalen is, and I say this to people, and I'm trying to kind of go through, even through all the ups and downs, yeah, there were some pretty low lows as far as personal news to him and being able to play. But all in all, after the initial shocks of whatever that disappointment might have been, he is the same guy in this building each and every day, whether he's played well or if he's had a performance that he wish he could take some things back. And I think this team really respects that. They rally around it. They flush it, a bad game away and get on to the next play. And I think he emulates that very well for us.
Right now, we're talking to Lance Leipold. He is the head coach at the University of Kansas. They got a very important game this week at home against Kansas State. Coach, let's talk about the bye week. How important was it to have that bye week after playing Texas Tech, one of the better teams in the Big 12, one of the better teams in the country, have that in the middle between one of you guys' most important games of the season at home against K-State?
Yeah, I think it's important. You know, again, sometimes after you kind of go through a tough night like we did down there, you want to flush it and get on to the next game as quickly as possible. But I think our guys did a good job of flushing that, owning what needs to be worked on again. And then it gave us a chance because we're, you know, like a lot of people are this time of year, your body's getting banged up and you've got to find a way to put yourself back together and prepare and get on the practice field, let alone be ready to go on game day. And
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
And I just think it came at a good time. We were able to reduce some of the workload on some of our players and get other guys some reps and again, still prepare for a good opponent here on Saturday.
One of my friends is a big KU fan. She's a season ticket holder. Rob, my producer, you just spoke to him. He is a season ticket holder. Both of them plan on going to the game, both very excited that this game is sold out. How much does it mean to you? How much does it mean to your program that it seems like fans have really rallied around the new stadium and everything that you guys have going on? Also about this team that's a couple wins away from making a bowl game.
Yeah, it's extremely important to have a sold-out crowd when we can and have a filled stadium. You know, home field advantage can be huge. It plays the difference. In fact, I was talking to somebody here earlier today about the importance of a crowd and what it does. And playing two games on the road back-to-back like we did, both at Central Florida and down in Lubbock, those fans were into it. Both those universities and programs have fine game day atmosphere that made it difficult. Our players commented about it, the atmosphere that goes. I've known with the renovations to date, I think we've created a better environment here. The stadium has turned out awesome so far. And as we continue to work and improve, we want our fans here making a difference on Saturday, and they can help bring us to victory.
Coach, you guys have already played in one rivalry game this season a month ago against Mizzou. How valuable do you think that experience is that now you guys are hosting a rivalry game?
I think it's important. Anytime you get in big games, and it's a goal, again, as many of us in college football, you want to build consistent winning programs. You want them all to be big, but obviously there are certain ones that, based on locality and other things, become games that are talked about more. I think we still want to make sure our players approach each and every week with a level of consistency on how they prepare, their rest, how they take care of their bodies, hydration, film prep, everything that you want in your players. But as you know, when you get into it, a lot of times players know each other a little bit more, and all those things that you have a chance, you feel a little extra energy in the stadium, like we said, and when it's a full house, those things help, and it also makes it a special. And I hope there's positive experiences from our first one earlier this year.
Coach, there's always going to be pressure when you're the head coach of a Power Four school. Do you feel added pressure to break this streak?
Added pressure. We want to get this streak broken. There's a lot of things. It ends up being a lot of conversation. I think from the time we arrived and people asked about it, I said it was our responsibility in order to make rivalries that the games needed to be closer. And now close isn't good enough. We understand that. And I don't know about extra pressure. I think, we put enough pressure on ourselves in this building each and every week to be at our best. And, it's a high stressful position career we've decided on. So, I want to make sure that we play our best football to date and see where it takes us on Saturday.
I'm not trying to create any bulletin board material, but I'm wondering if you guys already have money set aside for a possible field storming. I mean, I hope you know that if you guys win this game, those students are running on the field. It's been a long time since you guys have won this game. The fine's around $50,000. I hope you guys got that put aside.
Well, I don't know about that. I haven't had a chance to look into that. As you said, you're not looking for any bulletin board material, and I'm not trying to say anything that ends up on a bulletin board. So, I know our guys and I know our fan base will be excited if the Jayhawks come out on top, and we want them to be. So, again, we need to take care of business, and we'll see where it all falls from there.
Right now, we're talking to the head coach of the University of Kansas, Lance Leipold, joining us on the show. Coach, what would it mean for you in your career? What would it mean for your team, your program, to win a game like this? We're talking about the streak here. K-State, they've won the Big 12. They played in big games. That's obviously a place that you guys are trying to get to. What would it mean to finally just get this monkey off your back, so to speak?
Well, personally, it's this is about a program. It's not about one individual. I know the head coach is the one who has his name on a lot of different things. I think it's important for this football program to have a win against Kansas State because it's been so long, and that's what we need to do and focus on. I think it would be another. Big step in the development and of this program and where we want it to be and where we want it to be each and every year.
Coach, what do you guys need to do on Saturday to win this football game?
Well, again, we've got to be, we've got to watch some stuff. We've let things get away from us in special teams and really all four previous meetings since we've been here. I think we've got to be able to contain a very dynamic and explosive offense, starting with Avery Johnson. And if Dylan Edwards is on the field, and as I said, when they put those two and Jace Brown on the field, that's as athletic and speed-wise as good as anybody in the Big 12, maybe the country as far as pure speed on the field. So we got to be able to we got to be better than we were at down in Lubbock as far as being gap sound and making sure that we tackle well and do those things and make them drive the field to beat us. Offensively, we got to be a little more balanced than we've been in running the ball, and we talked much about what Jalen's been doing for us. We've got to be a better third down team than we've been to date, as well as scoring touchdowns in the red zone. And if we do some of all these things that I've talked about, then again, we're going to have a great chance to win the football game.
Coach, I'll get you out of here with this last question. We appreciate your time. Let's just talk about the parity right now that exists, not just in college football, but also exists in the Big 12 right now. One week, I think the Texas Tech's the best team in the league. They go on the road, they lose to Arizona State. You think that Iowa State could maybe be the best team in the league. They go on the road, they lose to Cincinnati. Cincinnati's put together some good wins this season. You guys are still in the conversation, still in the mix. I don't know if I've seen from top to bottom the Big 12 as deep and wide open that it appears as we now enter the halfway point of the season.
Well, yeah, and it's something that's been talked about. I think every coach in our conference at Media Day in July talked about this. I think it's just been shown itself the last couple of years, and it's shown itself even more so this year. You mentioned a couple of those games. I mean, Texas Tech goes to Utah and beats a good Utah team pretty handily, and then Utah handles Arizona State handily, and then Arizona State beats Texas Tech. So you can't get into, well, this team beat them, and you match up like this. Each and every week in this conference is a battle. It can depend upon really the health of your team, obviously, your travel, your mindset, and of course how you just match up against people. And it's something that we should have a lot of pride into. And as we've talked about before, our opponent on Saturday was also a team that was being talked about as a favorite to win this conference, and they have our utmost respect as they come to town.
Coach, I'm coming at this from a completely neutral perspective. I'm not a KU fan. I'm not a K-State fan. I just want to see a good competitive game. But part of me does want to see you win just so Rob can be happy.
if that's what puts it over the top, I'll take it. But again, we want a great college football game on Saturday. And again, I'm looking forward to it as we have a chance to kind of snap this streak against Coach Klein and his fine program.
That is the head coach of the University of Kansas, Lance Leipold, joining us on the show today. The Sunflower Showdown coming up Saturday at 11 o'clock. You can hear the K-State broadcast right here on 96.5 The Fan. Coach, we want to say good luck to you this weekend. Really appreciate your time.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to be with you again. You have a great rest of your week. Rock chalk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.